Coming to Manhood. By his mid-teens, World War II was an inevitable part of the future for young men his age. Tom graduated from high school and enrolled at the University of Utah. As he approached his 18th birthday, it seemed certain he would be drafted into military service, so he chose to enlist in the United States Navy, a decision he made on enlistment had a profound effect on his future. He elected to sign up in the Navy Reserve. This meant that shortly after the end of the war, when military forces were being trimmed back, his active service ended. Thus, he was able to return home and resume his college career, and also resume his courtship of Frances Beverly Johnson. He confesses that at the time, the latter of these two pursuits was far more important than the former. Tom and Frances had met during his first year at the university. His relationship with her family was cemented the first time he was introduced to them. As Tom came to call, Frances's father produced a picture of two Latter-day Saint missionaries from earlier years, both dressed in top hats. He pointed to one of the men on the photo and asked if Tom were related to this Monson. "Yes," Tom replied, and that was his father's uncle Elias. Tears came to the eyes of Francis's father as he explained that Elder Elias Monson had been instrumental in his family's conversion to the gospel. Tom smiled inwardly, knowing this courtship was off to a particularly good start. Thomas Monson and Frances Johnson were married on October 7, 1948, in the Salt Lake Temple. Sister Monson has never known a time when her husband was not busily serving in the church. Tom was serving as ward clerk, then as superintendent of the YMMIA when we were first married, and he has gone from one assignment to another since then, she says with a smile. He has been involved in prominent church leadership roles constantly since May of 1950, when he was called as bishop of his ward at the age of 22. "It has never been a sacrifice to see my husband doing the Lord's work," Sister Monson says. "It has blessed me, and it has blessed our children. He always knew that if it was for the church, I expected him to do what he had to do." President Monson said his wife's support has been essential in his ministry. "I have never known Francis to complain once of my church responsibilities," he says. "I have been gone many days and many nights, and I have rarely been able to sit with her in the congregation. But there is no one like her, absolutely no one. She is in every way supportive and is a woman of quiet and profoundly powerful faith." She was, he acknowledges, instrumental in maintaining a strong home environment for their three children, Thomas Lee, Ann Francis, and Clark Spencer Monson. Those three children and their spouses have brought President and Sister Monson 8 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Clark S. Monson, their son, says that even though his dad had to travel frequently for church business and was gone many weekends, he always made time for his children, and he continues to do so today. "I never felt deprived of time with Dad. When he was home, he would play games with us and take us out to get ice cream. In the summer, he would have more free time, and we would spend this time together in Provo Canyon at the family cabin. I spent a lot of time as a boy fishing with my father. I can't think of a better way for a father to spend time with a son." President and Sister Monson's daughter, Ann Monson Dibb, says she always understood that one of the best ways to serve and honor her father was to serve and honor her mother. Her father, she says, has always been loving and supportive of his children, and now his grandchildren. "My boys have enjoyed helping Grandpa mow the lawn," she says. "They love working alongside him," and she adds, "Everyone in the family enjoys sitting around a campfire at the family cabin, roasting marshmallows, and listening to Grandpa tell stories. Her father has always been generous in sharing what he has learned," she says. "What he has learned came through experience gained in hard work, beginning when he was very young. Any man, for example, might have been intimidated by receiving the mantle of bishop at such a young age. It was a large ward with 1,080 members, 84 of those being widows who needed a bishop's attention. But Bishop Monson wasted no time being preoccupied with the load. He prayed and he went to work. He served, he loved, he strengthened. It was his duty, but it was also the course his heart dictated. He was on the Lord's errand. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 29. Many church members have heard him tell personal accounts of ministering to the needs of those widows. Few know the full story. At Christmas time, he would visit each one of the widows, taking a welcome gift of food. For many years, it was a dressed hen from his own poultry flock. In the beginning, it took a week of his personal vacation time to make all the visits. Long after he was no longer their bishop, those widows looked forward to his yearly visits, knowing he would come. He continued visiting them in their declining years, and somewhat miraculously has been able to speak at each of their funerals, all 84 of them. He still makes regular visits to local rest homes and convalescent centers, visiting with folks he met when his widows and other friends were staying in those facilities. My father lives three scriptures from James, says Sister Dibb. First, James chapter 1, verse 22, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." Second, James chapter 1, verse 25, "A doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." And third, James chapter 1, verse 27, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." She says President Monson emulates the Savior in his manner of offering help to others. No matter what their trial or sorrow may be, he extends his hand. He lifts them, steadies them, and supports them as they apply their own faith and trust in their Savior, Jesus Christ.